Welcome back, everybody. And happy Wednesday afternoon. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Very fortunate to be joined this half hour by Scott Thompson and Jeff Mandel of Law Forward here in Wisconsin. A few weeks back, in cooperation with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, they filed a lawsuit seeking to bar billionaire babies like Elon Musk from trying to buy voters directly in the state of Wisconsin. This, of course, coming after Elon Musk's failed attempts to do just that in our April spring election. Their claims include election bribery and violation of Wisconsin state statute, public nuisance, and civil conspiracy. Scott, let me ask you this. When I zoom out and I look at Wisconsin relative to the rest of the country politically, right? If Wisconsin would have gone the other way in 2024, we'd be having a very different discussion right now. Wisconsin is, your word during our break, a bellwether for the rest of the country. It is therefore incredibly shocking to me that a sitting United States Senator, Tom Tillis, would look at what Elon Musk did, i.e. trying to buy votes, and say, yep, this is just the new normal, nothing to see here, everybody. This is fine. This is not fine. I think people innately understand that. And it was bad here. It would be worse if we were doing this on a nationwide basis. It also occurs to me that, boy, you want to talk about the idea or at least the concept, the objective of merit in elections. Wouldn't this just lead directly to, like, the Manchurian candidates? I don't get it. Why would anybody want this?
It does feel, I mean, calling it a slippery slope implies that we haven't already started falling down one direction. And again, that's why...
Maybe greasing the slippery slope that we're already on.
Exactly. I mean, to take a step back, the allegations in the complaint, the facts here, they're wild. $1 million awards, the prospect of getting money was dangled in front of Wisconsin voters in the few days leading up to an election. People in Wisconsin know pretty well what it's like to be a member of a swing state. Can you even fathom what it would look like if these floodgates were truly opened? And I don't care who you're voting for. There's a lot of money that flies around in our elections, and people in Wisconsin get that. And if the difference maker ultimately becomes who can have the biggest award for voters at an event, like that's just not a place where I think democracy in the United States should be, and it's certainly not where Wisconsin should be.
Well, and if you not to catastrophize beyond what is very literally a catastrophe, but you open the prospect of crypto and Donald Trump's his administration's desire to hand, we can't regulate crypto, gee whiz, we're only the United States federal government. And the prospect of foreign corrupt influences through the use of crypto, I mean, wow, the permutations are endless and infinitely scary. We've got a question from a caller, Cam from Appleton. Say hello to Scott and Jeff. What's your question?
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if during this case, if we would end up hearing or knowing as the general public what Elon and those two companies below him did with the information that they collected from people that were signing up to receive these payments.
Great question, Cam. Will discovery produce some information about how voter information might be used by a billionaire baby boy?
It very well might. The petitions, so the way this scheme worked was that voters were invited to sign a petition. The petition was put out by a political action committee called America PAC, which Mr. Musk founded. And it said that if you provided your information, that it would be only used by America PAC and its close affiliates. But in providing your information, you were going to be paid $100 as long as you were a registered Wisconsin voter who signed up and gave your information. And those payments did not come from America PAC, but people got emails that said the United States of America wants to pay you money because they came from a third entity called United States of America, Inc. And if your inclination is it's kind of amazing that someone can incorporate and create a company named that, I think a lot of people share that inclination as well. But I do expect that discovery could well help us see how this information flowed and whether it went beyond these three entities. It's a great question.
It's disgusting and shocking and clearly designed to manipulate. I mean, no question about it. Frida from Madison, say hello to the gentleman. Very briefly, ma'am, what's your question?
Am I on?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. My name is Frida, and I have a question. You know, I did sign up because I thought if I can get $100 out of Elon Musk, that'd be great. I'd love to do that. And I could get an extra $100 if I had a friend do it, too. So we did it. Well, Elon Musk never sent me my $100 plus my additional $100 reward. So I did not get paid for sharing my information. So yeah. Isn't that another lawsuit? Like, he promised me $100 and he never gave it to me?
Sounds like a contract to me. Jeff, what do you say?
You know, you did have a contract with him. You signed something, and we'd be happy to talk with you offline, Frida, about this. There are, unsurprisingly, people who have been paid, and it's unfortunate, but not surprising that there are people who haven't been paid.
Wonder how they decide who gets the money and who doesn't. That's just the weirdest thing. I'm sure it wouldn't have anything to do with an individual's particular political persuasion, which wasn't written in the rules for these checks. So again, weird. Contract. Breach of contract? Question mark? Free to go check out what's going on in Pennsylvania along similar lines. Jeff, very briefly, where can folks find out about more about Law Forward? What's your website?
Lawforward.org.
Easy peasy. Lawforward.org. If you got screwed by the billionaire baby, check him out, give him a call, or hit him up with an email. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. When we come back, we talk Iran with an expert from the American Foreign Policy Council. Don't go anywhere.